Coastal Erosion. The Holbeck Hall Hotel was originally built in 1883 as a private mansion for Mr. George Alderson Smith, one of the area's most successful trawler owners, who lived there until his death in 1931. It was then bought by the Lawton family, who already ran a number of local hotels. On Friday the 4th of June 1993, around 7 in the morning, guests were awoken after cracks were discovered in the gardens by a local dog walker who informed the hotel. Guests that morning had noticed wall cracks and jammed doors. The 50 guests were quickly evacuated without their belongings when 14 feet of lawn was lost as they got ready. They were later asked to settle their bills, but not charged for breakfast. The landslide had begun on Thursday evening, and small cracks had been noticed by the council in recent weeks along footpaths below. A landslip carried the gardens 200 feet down into the sea, at its fastest claiming 10 feet of land per hour. The conservatory and restaurant followed with the final collapse happening on the Saturday night, with the northeast wing, which was pulled down. Much of the contents of the hotel were lost, including a valuable painting. Press and media swarmed to the site, and footage of the collapse was shown around the world. Although the East Coast cliffs are subject to constant attack and undermining from wave action, and clifftop homes are regularly lost, this was not caused by the sea. Investigations showed that this was a classic landslip caused by consecutive dry summers, which had created cracks in the boulder clay, followed by winter rains, which then entered these cracks and lubricated the clay soil. After demolition, the area was stabilised with geotextile bags, like sandbags, and 30,000 tonnes of rock armour in a £2 million scheme.